Good morning and welcome to Focus. Joining me in the studio today, we have Kathy Jordan. She is the homeless coordinator for Project Now. Kyle McEwen is here from Mercer County Better Together. And we also have Sam Napier, and she is an intern working with Project Now. And of course, Chrissy Dixon, the Health Department Nurse Navigator. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to be here.
We are here to talk about a problem, a situation that exists in Mercer County. And I was a little bit surprised when Kyle was telling me about this, but it's about housing insecurity. Can you tell me a little bit about why you guys are here today, Kyle?
Really, it goes back almost 3 years. There had been a growing need sort of in the post-pandemic era. It came more to light in our community that there are people who are battling a lack of secure housing. How do we respond as a collective community to that need? How do we extend a hand, help them get a leg up and get back to self-sustainability? And since mid to late 2021, there's been an excellent collaboration underway between several agencies, a few of which are in the room today, to build something called the Mercer County Housing Initiative, which has an overall mission of providing emergency housing, you know, in an immediate emergency situation, then walking into transitional housing, and then beyond that, looking at affordable housing for residents in Mercer County to not only help the community thrive, but to help families facing those battles increase their potential, because it's really about helping as many folks as possible get back to self-sustainability.
Kathy Jordan, homeless coordinator for Project Now. Kathy, are you surprised that I was surprised that this is a problem? Do folks sometimes have that reaction?
They all have that reaction. It is amazing how our community, whether you're from Rock Island County, like Rock Island proper, or you're here in Mercer County, homelessness exists everywhere. It just looks a little different. And when we start to bring the topic to light, many, many people have no idea that in their community, people are struggling with their housing.
Yeah, I was going to ask, we don't see, you know, if you go to Chicago, for instance, and you walk through the streets, it wouldn't be rare to see someone sitting on a corner who may look homeless. We don't necessarily see that in parts of Mercer County. How is homelessness manifesting itself when it comes to manifesting itself here in the county?
I can speak to that a bit.
Go ahead, Chrissy Dixon, Health Department Nurse Navigator.
So we have a mental health program at the Health Department where we do nurse navigation, case management to try to get people help with their mental health. And one of the surprising things that we came across, we've had our program going since 2018, and right off the bat, that was one of the biggest needs that we saw was the housing instability and that correlation with mental health. Sometimes that looks like people sleeping in their cars in this rural community. We don't have a homeless shelter in Mercer County. So there's not places that people are necessarily congregating, but they still exist, whether it be staying on a friend's couch for a short term until they can get to another friend's couch, till they can get to a family's couch. You know, it looks different for each individual, but it definitely does exist. And that's one of the biggest things with this task force and initiative is to raise the awareness that it exists and that we need more affordable housing.
I have a question for Kyle here, but real quick follow-up, Chrissy. Mm-hmm. You meet with people, you talked about mental health evaluations. Do people sometimes reveal this to you, and maybe it had been something that they were keeping to themselves and suffering in silence about?
It can sometimes be, yeah, we do like a barriers assessment and see what are all the barriers, and it's something that they might not be expecting to come forth about, but really getting to that, making sure that they have all of those basic human needs before we can really treat, get them help for mental health, really makes a difference.
Kyle, Mercer County Better Together, how is your organization directly involved with helping this problem? I mean, I guess it's in the title, Better Together.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
We're one of several organizations, a part of the Mercer Emergency Housing Task Force. You know, this Mercer County Housing Initiative that I referenced earlier, it involves several organizations at the table. What I want to give credit to the MCBT Board of Directors about, they had the foresight to recognize that there are financial gaps that aren't already filled by existing resources to help folks for several reasons. So MCBT has offered to be the fiscal agent, the sort of another gap fill, if you will, financially, to help people close those financial gaps, whether it's preventative, so helping them keep their rental arrangement or their mortgage. We dealt with one of those cases recently. Or it can also be helping someone get the dollars they need to pay off an existing debt, let's say with, or an outstanding balance with a utility company, so that they would be able to then put utilities in their name in the new place once they get one. Because that can be a barrier too, that prevents people from, okay, sure, you're in a place, but if you don't have electricity, how well are you really living?
Well, and that could be a qualification in their lease, like an agreement in their lease that they have to have power.
Right. Yeah, right. So we were able to, through our Mercer County Emergency Housing Fund that we raise dollars for and that we administer, we're able to help close that gap. We can talk more about that as we close out today, too.
Yeah, and we have Pastor Luke Dunn coming up on a later edition of Focus. He'll be talking about that emergency fund, so that'll be great to hear about. Kathy, I feel so ignorant about this. I remember happily riding my bike through the streets of Aledo as a kid to see my grandparents. I didn't think about this being an area where homelessness was ever a problem. Is this a new problem, or this has been going on and now we're taking some action?
I think that it's probably always been with us. It's just not been as evident. And as the socioeconomic statuses change in terms of the money that a family can afford, sometimes it's based upon education. A lot of times it's health related. We have people that literally lose their housing because they become ill and they are no longer able to pay rent or their mortgage. The stigma that surrounds it sometimes is greater in a rural community because everyone knows everybody and they don't necessarily want you to know that they have nowhere to live. To Chrissy's compliment, I'm sure many of the families that she deals with also try to keep the kids off the radar. There are organizations that sometimes will penalize families because they're struggling with housing security. So they're not necessarily going to offer that information immediately. Our job is to find that medium balance to where people know where they can go for the assistance, where they can start to talk about things that are very uncomfortable, but that we in the community realize that they're living amongst us and that we have an obligation to help people, our neighbors in our communities with needs to the best of our ability.
Yeah, you think of all places, Mercer County, we're the people that step up when our neighbors are hit by a storm, a tornado, we're there. This is no different, really, Chrissy, is it? This is the same type of situation. Somebody has lost a roof over their head.
Absolutely. And it puts them through, it's that, it can be a traumatic experience for individuals, just like it would be, you know, a flood or... and it's very individualized and it could happen to any one of us. We saw some statistics come through. I can't remember the exact ones, but it was just how, a lot of us are within one paycheck of being homeless ourselves. So that really hit home for me.
Yeah, and absolutely. I think for a lot of us that may be true. There's so many more questions I have. I think we're going to have you guys back, but I do want to speak to anybody. Is there something else you wanted to mention
here
real quick,
Kyle? Well, I wanted to mention a real quick shout out and then wanted to explain how people could get help.
Sure, yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
Wanted to give a quick shout out to other organizations, entities in this project with us, with Project Now, with the Mercer County Health Department, with MHAP, with MCBT. Mercer County Family Crisis Center, obviously a big resource for our community. Genesis Medical Center, Aledo is a big part of it, as is the Mercer Foundation for Health. You mentioned Pastor Luke Dunn from the Mercer County Ministerial Alliance. We also have law enforcement and school district involvement too. So it's, again, to show it's a well-rounded effort and we're trying to get as many perspectives on the issue as possible to help us get to the most successful strategies. And we feel like we've made a pretty big chunk of progress in a short time toward this. The work isn't over, though. So if folks need to get emergency housing help, need to request financial assistance, there's an intake form that you can fill out. You'll find a link to it right there on the homepage at mcbettertogether.org. And then if for some odd reason that doesn't pop up on your homepage, the other place you can find that same information, the same form to fill out would be through the, again, on the homepage, there will be a scroll. When you see Mercer County Housing Initiative, click that. So you're essentially one click either way from the form that you will fill out if you're in need of assistance. again, that's confidential information that purely goes to us. So
can they get a paper copy, though, Kyle? I'm worried if people don't have access.
Sure. And frankly, we do a lot of the time, folks can call MCBT, and I'll help walk them through that process and fill one out with their consent on their behalf.
What's your phone number?
309-574-3123. And then that information is just among our small group. Our entities work together to see how we might be able to immediately help these folks in a timely manner. And then, again, the goal being, let's close that gap for them.
Well, I hope all you guys will come back. I really appreciate it. Chrissy Dixon at the Health Department, a nurse navigator, Kyle McHugh and Mercer County Better Together. Kathy Jordan, the homeless coordinator for Project Now, I do want you to have the last word, because Kyle, I do remember a conversation we had a while back about, you said that homelessness doesn't always look like people sleeping on the streets. It may be sleeping on that next person's couch that's going to let you stay. Kathy, is that the situation that we see more frequently here in Mercer County?
Yes, I think that there is gratitude and a lot of flexibility in the rural communities to help each other. And so what that looks like is opening their home temporarily to someone, but certainly can't be long-term. We also know that if there's access to vehicles, many of our individuals in our rural counties, that's how they get around from here to the Quad Cities. They will literally be sleeping in those vehicles. Those become their home on wheels, if you will.
It's heartbreaking. Kyle, one more thing.
Last word. So we talked about how folks can get help. Want to also mention how you can donate to this fund and help people get back to self-sustainability. You can do that one of a couple of ways. Again, mcbettertogether.org. Click on the Mercer County Housing Initiative square there on the scroll on the homepage, and it'll take you to a link where you can just click to donate. You can do that via PayPal, or if you'd like to, you can send a check to Mercer County Better Together and put Mercer Housing Initiative in the memo line, and the MCBT address is P.O. Box 73 here, Aledo, Illinois, 61231. The address information all available on the website and our social media channels as well.
Sam and Kathy from Project Now, Kyle from Mercer County Better Together, Chrissy from the Health Department, a nurse navigator. I would love to have all you guys back, and I think this isn't solved today, so we definitely need to keep talking about it. Thank you all here, and thank you for being on Focus.